Well, we wheel him in every week with the hope that he has some good news for us. And by gum, he has not got any good news for us this week. Our exercise physiologist, Mark Goswell, mate, firstly, good morning to you.
Good morning. And I like the whole thing of wheeling me in because I feel like that this morning.
Well, you'll kind of cover that a little bit in a couple of minutes as well. We were kind of earlier on talking about some of the weight loss drugs, but you would like to cover the concept of weight loss and you feel that it's a three-part thing and it's not
and
as
away
easy.
We go. It is not easy. First of all, everyone out there listening who's like, oh, I need to lose weight, I need to drop some kilos, I want you to know right here, right now, it is not easy, especially once we start getting into, you know, the 40s, 50s and 60s, because our metabolism naturally slows down, our muscle mass slows down, our hormone levels slow down, everything just gets a little bit harder. So straight off the bat, it's not easy.
All right, it's all uphill for me, isn't it?
Oh, look, it's all uphill, but the thing
we
is...
We are pushing it uphill this morning.
We are pushing it uphill, but it's. I suppose what I want people to understand is that it's a three-part approach. Mm. It is not one side. It's not one thing will address it. So it's not just exercise. It's not just diet. And it's the one thing that people don't talk about. It's the psychology of eating.
All right, so as always with a lot of these things, the battlefield is in the mind.
Yeah, 100%, because, you know, the main thing about weight loss is food. Let's just cut straight to the chase. It's all about what goes into your belly. And in today's society, I encourage anyone to go out and eat something that's incredibly healthy. And it's virtually impossible because of, you know, the way we dress our food and present our food and all that sort of stuff. But the thing is, when we're going out, it is why do we actually choose to overindulge? Why do we choose to eat what we eat? Why do we grab those snacks when we could have some water or eat an apple or something like that? Yeah, you've got to address the issues of why do we overeat. And a lot of the things that we don't talk about in terms of trying to achieve weight loss and why all the drug companies produce all these easy fixes and the injections of that, because we never get to the root cause. So like I have people that have gastrobanding, bariatric surgery and things like that, but they still go to ice cream because in their head, the only thing they can actually consume and stomach is ice cream. We haven't got to the root cause of the problem.
So from that perspective, how do we go back and look at the root cause? I mean, because that's a journey in itself.
Oh, it is a journey in itself, but it is like if you're genuinely serious about sort of losing weight, it's sort of you've got to go dietitian, exercise physiologist and psychologist. And if you could put that three-part approach, then you can pretty much guarantee that you'll get there in the end. And it's also that understanding and knowledge that weight loss is not linear. It's not going to be perfect.
That is another thing where your body fights you, doesn't it? Because your mind you think, well, I'm going to have this perfect eating, exercise, whatever plan I got my mind right. And the first week you might lose, let's be realistic, say half a kilo?
Yeah, half a kilo to a kilo. And also,
next
the first week you might lose 1.5 because you're just like, you're in the mindset, you're killing it, you're doing a great thing. You jump on the scales and you weigh yourself and I'm like, oh my God, I'm amazing. And then the kids come over, you haven't seen them for a while, you fire up the pizza oven, you have a couple of beers and those 2 kilos you lost that week gone on the next day, you jump on the scales, you get defeated, you have this... Yeah, you look at the scales and go, why do I bother? So then you indulge some more and then you feel bad about yourself and then you get this cyclical pattern of just getting out of control.
See, I think that's where we always have the propensity to fall down because when you start some, if you actually start something, and we're talking if you actually do, you're in that zone of I want to make a change.
Yeah.
And then you do make a change, but then it's hard to keep psyched up and keep momentum going because, like you said, life gets in the way.
Yeah, 100%. Like, you know, we had a bit of a family mishap last week. One of a very close family member had a medical incident and we were literally, I was on the diet routine and losing weight and then literally ate hospital food for an entire week because we were up there the entire week. So diet goes out, exercise goes out. The 3 kilos I'd lost over in the last, you know, 6 weeks back in 1 week. So it's, yeah, like it's that whole idea and that notion that it is not linear and it's a journey and you've got to go, okay, what are my goals in terms of weight loss? And I'm going to give myself 3 months, 6 months, 18 months, 2 years, like put a realistic goal in place in terms of how long it's going to take to achieve it and realize you are going to have mishaps and it's going to be challenging and these sort of things just take time.
I will actually say that, which that is the answer. We know that's the answer, but that is the hardest part to accept, that it's not even 3 or 4 months. It I mean,
it's 6 to 12 months.
A year.
Yeah, it's yeah. Like if you're if you're looking, you want to just drop 5 kilos, a couple of kilos, and be like, yeah, it's nothing. But if you've got somebody, because you were talking earlier on my drive in about people that are morbidly obese, people that are, I've got 30 to 40 kilos to lose.
In inverted commas, real weight loss.
Yeah, real weight loss. So real health effective weight loss. So people that sort of need to drop those sort of kilos to improve their quality of life. Yeah, you're talking 18 months, 2 years to be realistic, and you'll fluctuate throughout that entire time, and it is a really hard journey. And I suppose that is the thing to understand. You've got, it is all in the mind, it is all in the head, and it's just having that willpower to not float back into our pre-existing notions of just let's have ice cream pizzas and a little beer as well.
In other words, it's a piece of cake.
Yeah,
literally
a piece of cake. And it is challenging. It is doable, but I don't think it's going to be an easy journey.
Get your mind sorted out first, and then the rest may follow, but not quickly. Mark Goswell, as always, a pleasure, mate. We'll talk to you next time.
I'll be back.
As our exercise physiologist with the great news for us this week, Mark Goswell, if you can send him an email to cover any type of issue you like, the address is always askmark@2NURFM.com.